You'd remember the comments made by the ABC presenter Yasmin Abdul-Majeed on Anzac Day, which rightly sparked national outrage. While we were pausing to remember the men and women who fought and died for our country, Yasmin Abdul-Majeed upset countless Australians with a Facebook post saying, "Lest we forget Manus, Nauru, Syria and Palestine." Well, it comes as no surprise that the Human Rights Commission President Gillian Triggs has come out to play the race card and present Yasmin as the victim here. Ms. Triggs spoke in Melbourne, saying the post was a relatively minor incident and that she'd become a victim of intolerance towards Muslims. She said the recent example of a growing intolerance of demonising Muslims generally has been the controversy of a Facebook comment on Anzac Day by Abdul-Majeed, a hijab-wearing Muslim woman. So let's just be clear here for a moment for the benefit of Gillian Triggs, who seems to get things mixed up on a regular basis. The reaction to Yasmin Abdul-Majeed's comments had nothing to do with her race, her religion, or anything she wears. It had everything to do with the fact that "lest we forget" is a sacred Australian phrase used on one of our most important national days, and it was politicised by Yasmin Abdul-Majeed on Anzac Day. You'll remember Scott McIntyre, the SBS sports reporter, was sacked for his own Anzac Day Twitter feed in 2015 when he spoke about the commemoration remembering the summary execution, widespread rape and theft committed by these brave Anzacs. Again, that one had nothing to do with him being a white man or a sports reporter. It has to do with how he conducted himself and what he said. Yasmin Abdul-Majeed disrespected the memory of men and women who died for this country, and it upset people, and rightly so. And they wanted her sacked, just like they wanted Scott McIntyre sacked. If anything, she got an easier run than Scott McIntyre because he lost his job and she did not. So once again, Gillian Triggs has got it horribly wrong, but she's made a practice of getting things horribly wrong.